Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
In high definition, everybody's talking about my condition. Baby, I'm tone deaf, I don't care. Everybody knows I'm solitaire. You wanna get me? In high definition, in and out of phase, give me my prescription. Caged up, stoned on my affair. Everybody knows that it's rude to stare. You wanna get me?
Hills, but you wag.
star. But I'm down here on the ground.
I would be when I look back in the rear view.
Thank you. place I wanna be. I'm gonna talk to the ferryman. He'll be expecting me. I'm crossing over now to the other side.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I can't wait to lie, see you again. Hello.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Damn, I can't even hear myself.
Maybe you're...
Yeah, turn that.
Volume's not on.
Good sound on.
It was off. I'm really sorry, everybody. Yeah.
So is mine.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
Oh, there we go.
Can you guys hear me?
Tech malfunctions at WMFO. Sorry, everyone.
WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Should have happened 20 minutes ago.
Apologies.
It's all good. No, it's good.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah. April Fool's too.
I actually got April Fool's today. I don't know if anyone else did, but I will leave the name anonymous, but this person came to visit me in Tish, and I thought they would give a nice gesture and brought me a cake pop. And they were kind of being weird about it. They were like, oh, it's a bit frozen in the middle, so make sure you bite down hard on this cake pop. And I was like, I'm going to save it for later. And she seemed a bit flustered, and I was like, okay, whatever. An hour later, I was like, okay, ready for the cake pop. Bit into it. Brussels sprout. Goddamn Brussels sprout.
Was it Romy?
It was Romy, yeah. Covered in chocolate. And I thought it was sprinkles on the top. Actually, coloured rice. It's kind of smart.
That was... really but also, smart, but also so much work for something.
A lot of shout out to Clara Belk. That was really who did it, and you should watch out for her.
A menace.
Prankster.
The prank today was that I wore my glasses, and everyone was surprised it was me.
You wore your glasses?
No, I didn't wear them.
No, you didn't wear them.
And people didn't recognize me, even my friends. It was fun.
Yeah.
It's because I feel like you're so blind that you're. Glasses make your eyes smaller.
They do. I look very different.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to be
ableist. I saw Carol's Snapchat of Tally without her glasses on.
Yeah. She was like...
Was it jarring? Scarring?
No, I kind
of
liked it.
It brings out a whole new face shape.
Thanks, KP. Someone said, you look like a badass. And I'm like, I don't understand why you said that or what that means.
Your face just looks badass.
I was like, this is just my face. Something.
I feel like glasses can definitely make someone look
okay,
a little,
don't say it.
I wear them.
Okay, that's true.
Like, I think they just make you look a little bit more innocent, you know?
You like, call me a nerd?
Yes.
Okay, right back
I
at you.
I have never equated innocence with nerdiness. A new concept.
Huh. Yeah, I wasn't calling you a nerd at all, but...
Never. Okay. Still probably won't.
You might just be projecting.
Fuck.
Damn. Next term, armchair psychiatrist at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Actually, do you want to try these on?
Not really.
Okay.
Thank you, though. But you, if you want to, do you want to see my face shape with them on?
No, that's okay.
Innocent Kate.
Yeah. Innocent me, full of knowledge and nerdiness.
And quirk.
Kate all the time looks like a badass.
Thank you.
That's my new compliment. You need to just... point out very mundane things about someone and be like, it looks badass.
Like what?
I don't know, like your fist. Your shoes. Things that are not badass.
She's wearing Crocs. Yeah.
What songs were we listening to just now?
Oh, good call. We're listening to
Mod Gone.
Mod Gone by Car Seat Headrest.
Someone call in if you know where you've heard of car seat headrest before.
But actually don't call in because we don't know how to
I think we could figure it out. I want the challenge.
Carol just threw
Molly,
me.
Okay,
threw
so
that at me.
Molly today.
Because I would be the one to have to do it.
We were at our Easter dinner table and I was telling Katie this story earlier. But my father asked about a radio show. And our radio show, and if we had gotten one. And I said, yes, we did. It's 2 a.m. on Mondays. Which is like Sunday night. And he says, oh, so it's coming up. We're just chatting. And then he asks, so what's your radio show called? And our radio show is called Folgers in Your Butt, for all you listeners out there. So I had to explain this in front of my father, my mother, my brother, my uncle, my aunt, my cousin, and my grandmother. And it's the story begins with the show My Strange Addiction, and so I preface this story by saying, so there's this show called My Strange Addiction, and I in that moment realized that any story that starts with that is probably really bad.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
Folgers Down Under.
Folgers Down Under.
I feel like if we say it in a Australian accent, it'd be really good.
How do you, can you try?
Folgers Down Under.
Oh. Down Under.
Wow.
That was good too.
Down Under? I can't.
Down
I
mean, Under?
Down Under.
I don't think I even want to try.
Bulges in your butt. In your ass.
That wasn't as good.
Sorry, everyone.
She's British.
How do you say that all Australian people end their sent like the words all end in R? Like it's like ner. How do you do that? That didn't sound Australian. Sounds like I can't talk.
You just kind of like put an overbite a little bit. That's how I do it. But
down under. Stop chuckling over there. You're just like.
Wait, 1 week we should come in and we should only speak in one kind of accent. We should all have different accents.
We should all have British accents.
I'll have an American accent. It's going to be opposite day. Wait, April Fools. We should have done it, kids.
But it's not April Fools. It's not too late. It's April 2nd.
It's not too late.
We could still do it today.
Totally, yeah. But before that, let's listen to another song.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Screwed up.
Two, three, four. Lord, I'm the Lord of your servant. Okay, let's one, two, three, four.
Sonreirá, no, sonreirá.
Listen to Me and Magdalena
by the Monkees
and Todos los Dolores
by Devendra Banhart.
Thank you. And Sweet Hitchhiker
by Bonobo.
Not quite.
Bonobo. So close. No. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, and then it's
Bonobo. And then Bombro Koyoganda from Bonobo. Ayo. Now.
Well,
it's Caitlin Birdie.
Yeah, here we are. A little. Giving a little PSA about alternative scouting. Now you might be wondering, what is alternative scouting?
I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at an image here, and it looks like a reformed Boy Scouts.
Oh.
And I think that's exactly what it is. The Baden-Powell Service Association, BPSA, is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah. You should look into that, Talia.
I didn't listen to any of that. What's it about again?
I would have loved to have done this if I was a child.
If I was a child, I'd be so into this.
I did Girl Scouts when I was a kid.
I always wished I could have done Boy Scouts.
I agree. I wish I could have done Boy Scouts. It's so much better.
Girl Scouts, we learned how to make décolletage eggs. Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard?
Décolletage eggs? Isn't that like your chest?
I don't
know. Décolletage.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I have the wrong word there, but it's where you drain the egg of the and then paint it on the outside. And some kids in my troop, they took all the egg yolks. We were in a rec center, and they went to the bathroom and they poured the egg yolks on the toilet seat.
Wait.
They got in so much trouble because some woman sat down and was like, "What the fuck?
What the heck?
What the heck?"
I mean, I'm just about learning those outdoor skills and the survival stuff. I don't really want to do any of this really stuff.
You did WFA today.
I did WFA today and yesterday, yes. Now I know
things. And Carol carries a pocket knife.
Pocket knife, first aid kit, lighter.
Do you have it on you now?
No, I don't have it on me now.
Well, what are you going to do if you get lost out there?
Why do you have it?
Because it was in... I had it in my WFA pack and then I changed to my school pack, okay?
I have a...
I carry my pencil pocket knife in my school pack.
All right.
Nice.
Oh.
Little repair kit tools.
Multi-tools are essential.
Multi-tools, yeah. They're huge.
So huge.
Well, we have 10 minutes left.
Hit it with another
song. Should we just gossip for the last 10 minutes?
I'd be down to gossip.
I'd be down to gossip as well.
With a song in the background.
Okay. Hit it, Tals.
This is...
We may just stop gossiping at any point and just leave the music to do the talking.
Who knows? Do you realize by blaming that?
That's a good tune.
It's a great song.
Wait, are we gossiping?
Yeah, we're gossiping.
I feel like I'm going to forget to gossip because
same.
This
I
song
listen
is
to
playing.
The music. All right, turn it up.
This is actually a live performance.
See the sun.